What's up, gorgeous? This is Chris Johnson, and I want to talk about Man Bun. Man Bun is a guy that helped destroy my marriage. And you know what the weird thing is? Like, I wonder if I should, like, thank him at this point. You know what I mean? Because I'm doing great now. But, like, I was married at the time, and you had something going on with my wife, and then when she left me, she moved into the house that we bought with you. So, you're a piece of shit, but thanks. Thanks, buddy. It's an interesting dichotomy inside my head. It's a quick recap here. My ex and I bought a house before she left and before we got divorced. And then Man Bun moved in there with her. And you might be wondering, how do you know that Man Bun moved in there? Well, because sad to say, I was a crazy, fucked up, psychotic asshole after the relationship ended. And I would drive by the goddamn house like a crazy person. What the fuck can I say? What the fuck can I say? Sometimes I would just drive by, I'd look at it and be like, man, that's my fucking house. Oh, fuck. Just weep in the streets. Like a pathetic bitch. But then I noticed like a car over there. Like, who the fuck is this? Whose fucking car is this? I saw the fucking car so many goddamn times out there, I memorized the goddamn license plate. And I knew who Man Bun was. Man Bun was somebody that worked at my ex's job with her. I never met the guy, but she would talk about him. I didn't give a fuck that she talked about him. I'm not one of these, like, possessive assholes that's like, honey, you can't have male friends. So I didn't care. It was somebody that she worked with, so I heard stories about him from time to time. And she showed me, like, his Facebook picture a time or two. And I wonder if she was thinking as she was showing me those photos, like, I'm fucking this guy. Fuck you, buddy. I'm fucking this guy right here, right under your fucking nose. Kiss my ass. When I finally started accepting the fact that they must have been fucking, and she must have been fucking somebody else. I knew, right? You see the car outside, like, all the time. I'm like, yeah, she's fucking somebody. She's fucking somebody, you know. She's not fucking you, she's fucking somebody. She fucked you over, now she's fucking somebody. It's double fucking. I got fucked, and then he's getting fucked. Man Bun lived, like, fucking miles away. Like, he didn't live in my town. He didn't live in my township. So I'm at the office door one night, right? And fucking Man Bun walked in. And I looked at him, I'm like, motherfucker? That's him! I know that guy! What the fuck is he doing in here? Why? Wait a minute. Why would a guy that works with my wife, that supposedly lives 30 minutes away, why would he be in the office store right now looking at fucking Star Wars pens like a goddamn geek? Fuck you, nerd! It just hit me right there, like, holy shit, that's the guy. That's the guy. That's the guy my ex cheated on me with. He's right fucking here in the office door! I looked at him, and then I just walked outside, and I'm looking through the parking lot, and holy fuck, I matched up that motherfucker's license plate. God fucking damn it. You might be thinking, like, holy shit, Chris, what did you do? You're face to face with the guy that helped fucking destroy your fucking marriage? What did you do? I'll tell you what I did. I had a fucking panic attack. I went fucking crazy. My heart rate was fucking a million miles an hour. I couldn't fucking breathe the rest of the night. My fucking chest hurt, and I was shaking and shit. And guess what I had to do then? I had to cash that motherfucker out. So no tough story, no fight, no punch in the face. Just, hey buddy, how you doing? Then he looked at me, and he fucking knew. He knew exactly who the fuck I was. And there was like a little fear in his eyes. I mean, not because I'm like some big imposing force, but just because he knew, like, oh man, I ruined this guy's life. I'm face to face with him. What would you have done in that situation? I think I would have just walked out of the fucking store. He needed like a fucking, like, phone charger cable. You really need the charger cable that bad to stay face to face with a guy that, you know, whose wife you're fucking? Look, I need a phone cable and I'm going to go into that store to fucking get it. And if I got to come face to face with the dude whose wife I'm fucking, I'm going to fucking do it because I got to make calls, you know? The only thing I did afterwards, I like checked him out and I gave him his receipt and I kind of like followed him to the door. Like a fucking creep. And I like stared at him. And then I like went over to the window. Like a fucking murderer from a fucking horror film. And I like watched him get into his car. And he like kept turning around and glancing at me. Then he got in his car and started it up. And he kept like looking at the window. And he sped out of the fucking lot. Then you know what I did? I sent my ex-wife a text. That said, you're living with Man Bun. I just wanted her to know that I knew. That's all. Fuck off. You lying sack of shit. I wonder if those two are still together. Man, what a hot couple. You know? What do you tell people, like, you know, like if you're going to meet somebody, I mean, like, if you're going out, like, if you're going out as, like, a couple, Like, when I dated, the last person I dated, like, we'd be out, and, like, if we met, like, if we saw, like, a friend or a sister, they'd be like, so how did you guys meet? And nobody ever has a good, like, how did you guys meet story. It's always just, like, lame bullshit. But, like, in that case, like, what's the story that you tell? Like, so how did you guys meet? Well, funny story. She was married, and then I fucked her. And then she texted her husband and broke it off with him. And now we're living in the house that he had his name on for 2 years. How about that? Heavy sigh. You can catch me on Sundays and Wednesdays. New podcast days are Sundays and Wednesdays. Follow me on Podbean, iTunes, or Apple Pods, or whoever that gives a shit, whatever the fuck the marketing department calls that shit now. And Google Play. That is staying the same for now until those motherfuckers rebrand that shit. And, you know, I'm other places. I'm on Twitter, too, @JohnsonHates. You send me a tweet, maybe I will tweet you back.